Hi,
Hi.
it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. Sorry, I just missed you.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
I kind of really don't feel good about this, and I want to tell you why.
Go for it.
Because over the last three or 4 years, I've been down, and I've lost all my muscle mass. I've been bedridden, but I do run into good spots. My legs are all the swelling, go down and stuff like that. And I might have a good 2 or 3 weeks or even a month, and then I'm down again. I'm bedridden, and that's the way it's been over the last 4 years. Well, I bounced this off of Bob, and he said, "John, man, you know how it's been. You're good for a month maybe, and then you go down for 6 or 8 months bedridden."
Whoa, okay.
And yeah, I kind of don't. I mean, right now I'm going through a good spot. My legs aren't swollen, and my arthritis isn't bothering me, and I'm living with my neuropathy. I'm getting by, you know what I mean? I just don't know what to do, because next month I may be down again, and it may run for 6 months. And then what? I have to reapply and all that, and so I'm kind of, I don't want to be a fraud, you know what I mean?
So
Yeah.
basically, you're saying that you feel like if you're assessed now, they're going to give you just a couple hours, and it's not going to be sufficient for when you have months that you need a lot more help.
Well,
Is that what you're saying?
I wasn't thinking about the hours. I was just thinking about, my situation is what I was thinking about. I don't really want to, like I said, be a fraud. I mean, right now I'm getting around,
Well, you're not a fraud. I'll tell you why. Because number one, you have Medicaid, which means that you are entitled to home care. Number two, you went through a lot and there's a good chance that you qualify. Number three is they're not, it can't be fraud because what's happening is the assessor is going to come to your house and determine how many hours per week he thinks you need and how much help if you qualify and how much you would qualify for. So,
So let me ask you a question. What do I tell them? I mean, because what if he gives me 2 hours and next week I go down again, I can't walk, and then I need 2 3 hours every day,
right. So, I'll tell you something that that listen, this problem, this situation happens often. A lot of people are like you, that some days they feel good and they could literally be completely self-sufficient, and some days they're just completely in bed and need full help. So the way I tell my patients to conduct themselves on the assessment is the following. You want to conduct yourself when you feel you're most weak. Like you want to present your situation when you're on a hard day, on those down days where you really can't do much. Why? Because let's say you show them, I can walk, I can do everything right. They'll give you 2 hours a week. And then 1 week later, you might feel really bad and you'll need 2 hours a week and you're not going to get approved for that. So you want to really make sure that you're covered for your hardest times. So on these assessments, it doesn't matter how you feel at the moment. Maybe you just woke up and had a good day, but you want to prove to them that, how you feel on a hard day. And that's the way you really should. Show them,
Okay.
because you want to make sure that on the hard days you're fully covered. That's why you're getting home care. Otherwise, on days you're good, you don't need help, or mo for the most part.
Yeah.
So
And
really,
that don't come around. It hadn't come around much over the last 4 years. I mean, I've had spine surgery, ankle surgery. Legs have been swollen. I've been hospitalized twice for that, just everything. I mean, the rheumatoid, the neuropathy, it's been a hard 4 years, but yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I hate to do a act job though, it's just
no,
something
it's not.
about.
You're doing what you're meant to do. This is how everyone acts. I'm serious. This is how we advise people. Don't sugarcoat. Explain your situation on your hardest day, because on those hard days you're gonna need full care, and you can't It's you can't afford to wait another month for that. The whole point of your getting services is for this reason. So really, 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 I know like it might feel funny to like, I don't know, put on a show, but it's not a show. It's really like try to like close your eyes before the assessor comes and like put yourself back to your down month or times you're down and really, really, really work on proving to them that that's the way it would be, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you know of any agencies?
Yeah, we're an agency. We're working with you already.
I need Bob. I know he needs to fill out that application. I will fill it out today. I'll go in there with him and we'll fill it out.
Yeah.
He needs to contact y'all, and you'll be hiring him. How does this process? I mean, I'm not sure.
Wait, what's the question?
Well, the other lady I talked to, she said that you'll need to get an agency because they'll be the ones paying you.
Yeah, so that's
us. Okay, all right.
That's us. I want you to know our home care agency name. That way you could give it to them correctly. It's Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, Deluxe Home Care. So why don't you come out and evaluate me?
Because I'll tell you why. I want to explain to you the way Medicaid works. Medicaid approves you for hours. How many hours they think you are approved for and how many, you know, based on a bunch of things. It also has to do with based on your income. In the beginning, it's based on your income. Then it's based on your needs, right? So they're saying we are allotting 20 hours a week. We would pay 20 hours a week to get John an aide, right? But they're not doing all the technical. They're not really. They don't have coordinators. They don't have the like framework up for actually like having the home care happen. So what they do, they hire an agency like us. Or whatever, they work with an agency like us, Deluxe Home Care. We hire Robert, and we
right.
sign him up. We do his background screening. We do everything to make sure he's HR compliant.
So does Medicaid come out and evaluate me?
So Medicaid evaluates you, authorizes you for a certain amount of hours, and give those
okay.
hours to us to pay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So each part is pretty important. And if you think about it, the hours are given to you from the state, and we are paying your aid and taking care of all the legwork.
Okay. All right, I understand.
So that's why it's important that while the state is working, is waiting to call you. I don't know what's taking them so long.
Yeah, they called me yesterday, and I set up an appointment this Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, nice. Let me write that down. Hold on.
Yeah.
1 second.
I don't have no names or anything, but yeah,
fine.
She's supposed to be here at 1 o'clock
so
Thursday.
1 PM. Okay, will you call me after?
Yes.
Amazing. So look, what's gonna happen is now that we have a date, that's great. 1 second. Assessment scheduled. Okay. Now that we have a date, which is great, what's gonna happen is she's gonna decide on the appointment how many hours you're gonna get, right? Then
yeah.
Once she decides, she could call me either that day or up to 3 days later to confirm the hours and tell me that and ask me if I would accept you as a participant, which I would, right? We could service you. You live in the right area. Like, everything would work out. But then
yeah.
I would want Bob to be able to start. But since he is dragging his legs on filling out this application, it would be such a shame to waste time.
Yeah, you got to do a background check on him, don't you?
I do. I have to do a background check for him. I need him to fill out the application. I need to put it all together, make a profile for him. There is a little bit of work to do. That work is easy because it's in my control. I can take care of it. But the state is out of my control. It's just a time frame. You have to wait. So it's like I just feel bad for the state to approve you and then us to be like waiting for something that could have been done weeks ago.
Yeah.
The caregiver application. I don't know what the holdup is. Do you know?
He's... Oh, man, he's really wrapped up in his ex-wife and his child up in Pennsylvania, and he just can't communicate with his ex, you know, and it drives him crazy. I mean, you know, and he's just caught up in that. You wouldn't believe how much he's caught up in that. I mean, it tears him up. He can't speak to his daughter. He's got she's mentally handicapped. and can't talk, and she's bedridden, and so he's constantly every day wanting to talk to her, you know, and arguing with his wife, and she's ignoring him half the time and won't answer the phone, drives him crazy, you know, just, you know,
I
don't know.
So it's really just his personal life that is why he's not. Do you think he would have time to work for you?
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he's helped me a lot, actually. I mean, you know, when I was really bedridden bad, you know, he'd come in and clean my room a little bit and pick up and, you know, just, you know, if I had to go to the store, he'd help me out and stuff. So, yeah, he's good.
When are you going to see him next?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to see him next?
I'll see him and probably when he wakes up here in about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay. So what I want you to do is really, like, really, really make him do it, but in front of you. That way we really just get this done.
Yeah, it's a short little application, right?
It's a really short application. It's not a big deal at all. Plus, I'll tell you something. He didn't want to give... In order to do the background screening, I need his social to input it. And he didn't feel comfortable. He said he had identity theft in the past, which is fine. I'm fine if he submits his... If I get, you know, I get his social from the application. But since he's not filling out the application, I can't work on the background screen because he didn't want to give the social over the phone. So it's just like, it's important. I really need it.
Okay, I'll get him on it today, I promise.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And on the assessment, let them know Deluxe Home Care. And again, really take my advice because if you fail that assessment, you can't try again for another 90 days, 90 business days. So it's really a while. It's really not worth, like,
I understand. It makes sense to me. I just, you know, it's just kind of eerie, you know, with Trump in the office and everything and all this stuff going on around the country right now, you know, all the fraud
fraud. It's not fraud at all.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to hear that, you know.
It's not fraud. It's something that if you need help, that's what they're literally there for.
All right. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Sure. Okay. Amazing. And I'm looking forward to Robert's app.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.